Om Shanti. 31st January 2019, Sadguruvar. Today's blessing is, may you be a master, almighty authority, who puts every elevated thought into practice. May you be a master, almighty authority, who puts every elevated thought into practice. A master, almighty authority means one whose thoughts and deeds are the same. If your thoughts are very elevated, but your deeds are not according to your thoughts, you cannot then be called a master, almighty authority. So check whether the elevated thoughts you have are put into practice or not. The sign of a master, almighty authority is that he will be able to use the particular power that is needed at that particular moment. Let your physical and subtle powers be under such control that you are able to use that particular power you need at that very moment. So Baba has told two signs of Master Almighty authorities. Master Almighty authorities have got two signs. First, what they think turns into deed. Whatever thoughts they have, their deeds are according to their thoughts. If there is a discrepancy in thoughts and deeds, then those souls are not called Master Almighty Authority. Master Almighty Authority means thoughts and deeds are same. What they think, they do. Thoughts are very elevated, but if deeds are not elevated, then such souls are not called Master Almighty Authorities. How to bridge this gap? Because every soul thinks very high thoughts, but then is not able to translate those thoughts into practice. There is definitely some gap in our thoughts, in the deeds, or you can say in ideas and implementation, or you can say planning and implementation. So there is a plan, but proper implementation is probably lacking. There is an idea which is very elevated, but translation of that idea into practice is somewhere lacking. There is a thought, very high thought, very elevated thought, a thought of doing something great, but one is not able to put that into, convert that into deed. So how to materialize a thought, how to translate an idea or plan or thought or vichar or sankalp into deed, that is the question. And Baba says Master Almighty Authority means one whose thoughts and deeds are the same. There is no incoherence in thoughts and deeds. For example, somebody is very much interested in watching some match, cricket match for example, and because of some reason, office work or so, he couldn't watch that match. Now there is Sunday, and that match is getting retelecast on television. So he is all ready to watch that match with popcorns and all, sitting in front of television. And at that very moment, some unwanted guests or relatives come. Now he is welcoming them, he is talking with them, he is behaving nicely with them, but inside he is cursing them. So thoughts are different, actions are different. There is what is known as the psychology calls it, hidden agenda. So if you see humankind, do we really do what we think, or are really the actions the mirror of our thoughts? Sometimes no, sometimes yes. Sometimes we behave as per our thoughts, sometimes we may try to hide those thoughts by a masked behavior. So Baba is saying, this alignment, Baba has not used the word speech, but all the three things, mansa, vacha, karmana, thoughts, words and deeds, when they become same, that is the zenith of spirituality, the highest point, the summit of spirituality, where there is nothing to hide. You are speaking out of a pure heart, and whatever you are speaking is the thing which you have thought, and what you speak and what you say once, that only you do. So to make these three things, at present there is a misalignment, thought, words and deeds, to make these three things one is the goal of this Brahmin life, is to become Master Almighty Authority. And this takes a lot of courage, and that's why they are said to be, they are Almighty Authorities, Master Almighty Authorities. So out of the two signs, one is this. Now the question is, we have a very elevated thought with us, but how to convert that thought into action? I have an elevated thought. For example, this is the last day of the Avyakta month, and I want this day to become very, very powerful. I have this thought at Amrit Vela in the morning. So now how do I convert this thought into reality? What one should do? Very strong willpower, very strong desire, intense desire. It depends on the intensity of your thought. Whatever we think, with what intensity, the determination, that if it is resolute, if it is very strong, it is strong-willed, that time the thought has will convert into action. So creating a very strong desire, you know, very strong desire, for just as we have, for example, for any worldly thing, people have got very strong desire for worldly achievement. Just example, students are sitting and they have an exam in front of them, and they don't want to waste a single minute. They don't want to waste a single minute when they are so much aware that we have very limited time for studying. So they utilize each and every minute because they have an exam to pass. So they become automatically strong-willed with the awareness of time. So creating a very, very strong, intense desire that I don't want to waste my day. I don't want to waste my time. Time is very, 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 very important at this moment. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said somewhere, for speech, even if you are given 2 minutes, it's very, very good. Even if you are given 1 minute or 1 second for giving a speech, Baba is talking about all Sikh religion today. Go to Amritsar, explain to those sick people. So even if you are given 1 minute, 2 minutes, 1 second, that's more than enough. The arrows would hit the bullseye. So time is very important. So the first thing which is required is thought to actions is will, strong will. Then what else is needed? So that whatever I think, that should turn into an action.
Time management, okay.
So time management is another thing. What else? How do I convert a very strong idea into an action?
Planning.
Noah, it was not raining when Noah built the ark. It is a saying in English. In Christianity, there was an prophecy or announcement that it is going to rain for 40 years and that Noah, who was there, who was a prophet, he was told that collect one species from all the kingdom and it is going to continue to rain and rain and rain. So when he was building that ark, that ship, it was not raining. So it was not raining when Noah built the ark. Means plan ahead. Whatever actions you have, that should not be just a flimsy or wishy-washy idea, but it should become a very strong, determined. Just as imagine a corporate company where they decide to new project or new product, they have a meeting and they create a plan. Here also in this Yagya, whenever we have any program at center or anywhere, people sit and they plan. Each and everything is so planned. That's why they say your programs are so good. People say everything is so well organized. The reason for that is well planned. Well planning. Everything is planned. Who will sit on the stage and who will give what? Which song would be played? Everything. So very good planning is needed for implementation of idea. And then something, visualization is another thing. If you have an idea, think of it, dream of it, visualize it, see it in your mind's eye. Keep on repeating that idea again and again, multiple times. For example, as I was talking of this day, so I have this day in my hand. How do I want to see my day? At the time of sleeping, with what thought I should go off to sleep? If I spend my day in all worthwhile activities throughout, I will sleep with that sense of contentment. Otherwise, the same distraught mind, same dissatisfied mind, I will be sleeping with. So I have to, that's why many Murlis Baba has said, after Amrit Vela, sit and plan the day. All VIPs, all important people, they have a planning for the day. So you should also plan the day. This time, okay, this is an Amrit Vela, and then there is a Murli class, and then there is a breakfast, and after that what I am going to do? These are my time, 9 to 5 I have with me. What are the places I want to visit? And even during going from one place to another place, what yogic or yoga exercise I should do, what mental churning I should have. And every day you should have some or other topic in your mind. Or create those topics from Murli. Whenever you read Murli, or whenever you listen to Murli, rather than writing down points after points, write only topics. That's it. Only topics. Just write down 5 topics. This is the topic from today's Murli. Just 5 topics. And throughout the day, let your mind keep on thinking. For example, you are going from Mount Abu to Shantivan. So you have 45 minutes or 1 hour. The moment you sit in your car or your bus, take one topic and start churning and reach down. So at least that 1 hour is utilized in a worthwhile manner, rather than thinking, brooding over the past, and rather than thinking of future and unnecessary unwanted thoughts. So Amrit Vela, post Amrit Vela, some planning should be there for the day, so that I do not waste my time, so that I have an aim in front of me. These are the 5 things that I have to churn. You can take any topic from anywhere, but mind should be given some aim, otherwise it has a tendency to wander here and there. But the moment it is given some task, it has to finish it. Mind should not be given loose reins. It should be under tight control. Otherwise, it has got the habit of 5,000 years to roam here and there. In today's Murli, Sakar Murli Baba said, have this habit of talking with Baba. Keep on talking with him. Tev, it's a Sindhi word that means habit. Create this habit of talking with Baba. It could be anything. For example, Baba gave the example of death. People fear death. But you say, Baba, we don't want to die, because I have exam to give and many things to do. So keep on talking like this, anything with Baba. So, talking with him, discussing with him, asking him, making him your friend, a friendly chit-chat with him. So this engages the mind. So from every Murli, while listening to the Murli, rather than writing big lines, points, or noting, just write down topics. Only and only topics. Just in today's Sakar Murli, at one place Baba said, This drama and this tree, they move very, very slowly. Like lice, like that love, that lice, these two are moving very, very slowly. So just think drama, and think everything I know about drama. What are the things I know about drama? What are the things I know about fortune? Baba said, you will get you will do the same purushartha, same effort, what you did a cycle back. Then children say to Baba, then we are innocent. We are not at fault. Baba says, yes, you are not at fault, you are innocent. So think about fortune, think about drama, think about certain points from Murli, take some point, some line from somewhere, and think and churn, and think and churn. This churning, this contemplation, this meditation, this reflection on some gyan point keeps one engaged. And this is the way you convert those elevated thoughts into action. Otherwise, everybody makes promises, but promises made in calm are broken in storm. The day is stormy. Every day is a stormy day. We don't know what all souls are going to come in contact with me today, with whom I have a very, very strong karmic account. So I have no idea about it. But then, few things are in my hand. Baba said, in today's Murli, you have this fight, mukabla, with Maya. So, visualization. So strong willpower is needed. A planning is needed. And third, visualize your day, plan your day, think what I am going to do today. So this is how you convert an idea into planning into action. What else? Detachment. Okay. What else?
Revising.
This is most important thing, because we tend to forget. Whatever, see, I have made early morning at 5 o'clock, I made a resolution that throughout the day I don't want to waste time, okay? But by 9 o'clock, this resolution, this thought has become dull. And by 12 noon, I find myself wasting time gossiping about all the worthless things. So, make a fixed point that I will revise this resolution, repeat in my mind multiple times. In psychology, they call it affirmations. Keep on repeating the same thing. Keep on repeating, keep on reminding, keep on revising. Okay, this is what I have to do, this is what I have to do. I am not here for wasting my time. I am here to practice this soul consciousness. I am not here to become body conscious. I am not here to become extrovert. I am not here to roam here and there. I am here to stabilize myself. And whenever one comes in Madhuban, two things everybody has to do. Anybody who comes from outside to Madhuban, two things. First, last 6 months what you did, see it. Last 6 months, how were those last 6 months? What mistakes, what blunders, what errors, what imperfections, what failings, what flaws, what difficult situations that came and I couldn't face. So, see the last 6 months once you come here. And second thing, plan for next 6 months before you go out of Madhuban. So long you are in Madhuban, these two things. How were the last 6 months? And before you go, plan for the next 6 months. Okay? After going from here, I am going to do this. Coming to Madhuban should become a turning point every time. It's not that you just come to Madhuban, meet Baba and go away. That is fine. But coming to Madhuban should always become a turning point. These are the things that happened in the past. And now I will not allow the same things to happen. These were the difficult attachments I have. I am trying to get rid of these attachments. And nobody is ready to accept one's attachments. We call our attachments love. That's a great spiritual grammatical error. Spiritual grammatical error of calling our attachment as love. Baba says, Baba loves those children who are unattached. Who are not attached to anybody in this world. And we are those creatures who are bundle of attachments. We are attached to 100 people. And more so to few selected. And we hide our attachments with points of knowledge. And many other things. So, these two things one must do. So, what else? So, repetition. So keep on repeating, keep on repeating, keep on revising, keep on that affirmations, statements, auto suggestions. Keep on telling that I have to do this. Because we have a tendency to become unconscious or semi-conscious throughout the day. What else? How to translate idea into action? How to translate ideas into action? Any other thing? Telling others also to do. But it is our idea. My own personal idea. What else? Making a public declaration that I am going to do this. You know, just as those alcoholics or those addicts, they make a public declaration that from today onwards I am not going to drink. And if they drink, then there are many other people to teach them, to give a class. So, sometimes that also helps. So, two signs of Master Almighty Authority. First sign is this, that whatever you think, try to put it into action. And reading more about it, trying to understand it more and more. Thinking more about it, discussing about it, if there are some practical problems in it. How others have implemented it. For example, somebody has a problem in doing Amrit Vela. Sometimes getting up at 3:30, sometimes 3:45, sometimes 4, sometimes 5. So discuss how others are so regular. Ask them how you could do everything so well. Why we can't do. So asking others who are already doing it. So this is the first sign. Second sign. The sign of a Master Almighty is that he is able to use the particular power that is needed at a particular moment. Whatever is needed, whenever is needed a power, you can use that power. Let your physical and subtle powers be under such control that you are able to use that particular power you need at that moment. At that very moment. So Baba has given multiple powers to us. Myriads of powers. Main are 8, but the list is very big. So one must invoke the power. For example, one has to tolerate too much. So invoke the power of tolerance. Oh, power of tolerance, come. So invoking the power, any power, and using that power at a particular time, at a right time, that is what is needed. It's like two powers. For example, power to face and power to tolerate. When one has to have a difficult situation, one must call that power. Actually, there is no 100 different power. There is only one godly power. But just as electricity, when electricity flows in tube light, it becomes light, and when it goes to the fan, it gives you fan. So if suppose there is a darkness, I need light, and if there is a hot, and I need fan. So one cannot replace another. So in the similar manner, though there is a one electric power, though there is a one godly power, but its manifestations are very different. Power to tolerate, power to churn, power to this, power to that, and all those. List is big. So invoking that power and using it at the proper time, at the right time, this is what is Master Almighty. So Master Almighty authorities have got two signs. One, what they think, they do. Whatever ideas they have, they implement. And second sign, whatever power is needed, whichever power is needed, whenever it is needed, and in whatsoever amount it is needed, that power they invoke, and that power comes, and that power works. Om Shanti.